I'm John Robbins. I served in the United States Army from 1966 to 1969 and was deployed to Vietnam from 1968 through 1969. The top left is a divisional map from the 45th Infantry Division. The Thunderbird Division was deployed in late June 1943 to North Africa. The following month, the division landed in Sicily, where it engaged Axis troops and then moved on into the Italian peninsula. In August 1944, the 45th entered southern France. Leaving France, the 45th entered Germany and crossed the Rhine River before taking Nuremberg and Munich. On the way to Munich, elements of the 45th Division entered the city of Dachau and liberated a German prison camp and experienced the horrors of the human extermination program operated by Nazi Germany. The death camp at Dachau is now a museum presenting the horror of the Holocaust. The flight jacket is from a B-17 crew member. Flying conditions for the B-17 were challenging for the crews. The temperatures at 25,000 feet were usually between minus 35 and minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The crew was supplied with electrically warm flight suits, leather jackets, and pants that were fitted with copper wires, much like an electric blanket, as well as electrically warm gloves and boots. There was a light pair of gloves that went underneath the heated leather gloves to keep from chafing at a minimum and to keep skin from sticking to cold metal in the event the gloves had to be removed to do such thing as clearing jammed weapons. The suits were plugged into the plane's 24-volt system and worked pretty well as long as the crew member was plugged in and the plane had not received any battle damage to the electrical system. The silver plane to the right is the B-25 Shady Lady of the 310th Bombardment Group. The 310th Group flew in Tunisia and Libya. As the American forces advanced, the 310th moved to Sicily, the Italian peninsula, Salerno, Anzio landings, and on to southern France. No aviation combat group was in more European theater operations than the 310th. The P-38 on the lower right is a model of the plane flown by Richard Bond, known as the Ace of Aces, for his rank as the top American flight ace during World War II. Major Richard Bond is credited with downing an impressive confirmed total of 40 enemy aircraft over the course of his career as a fighter pilot. In December 1944, Bond received the Medal of Honor from General Douglas MacArthur. Shown on the right is a short snorter, which is a collection of bills taped together, often signed by friends. When buying drinks, an airman who could not produce his short snorter was expected to buy a round of drinks. The currency shown is a U.S. $1 silver certificate, Bank of England 10 shilling note, and a French 50 franc note. Today, the short snorter has been replaced by challenge coins, which represent the unit a member of the armed forces is currently assigned. The metal fragments that are displayed are called flak. The German versatile 88 cannon was a main heavy anti-aircraft gun during World War II. When an 88 millimeter projectile exploded at altitude, it sent out jagged metal fragments that tore through nearby aircraft. It also left a characteristic black cloud hanging in the sky. The bottom left displays a butterfly bomb. These were used by the German Luftwaffe during the Second World War. They were so named because their thin cylinder metal outer shell, which opened when the bomb was dropped, gave it the superficial appearance of a butterfly. These bombs had a variety of fuses available, which varied the time of explosion. The butterfly bomblet was a cluster fragmentation munition that was ejected from a larger bomb container. These small anti-personnel bomblets spread over a wide area. The maps displayed on the bottom right were provided by Art Gaskins, a past docent of the Veterans Memorial Building, who served with the 13th Armored Division. In January 1945, the 13th Armored landed in Le Havre, France, and proceeded across France to the German border and on to the Rhine River. The division was moving so rapidly there was no distribution of U.S. military maps. Art was an officer in the cavalry unit and found a gas station that had maps of the local area. These are the maps in the display. The items at the bottom of the display are German military knives and currency. Yes.